Chapter 9. 2 months later. One Friday evening, 2 months later, Tony was relaxing at home, watching his favourite TV programme. Suddenly, there was a knock at the front door. He went and opened it. Emma was standing there, looking frightened.
"What's wrong?" Tony asked.
"A letter,"
Emma answered, trembling.
"I got an anonymous letter."
"Come in and tell me about it," Tony said. In the living room, Emma showed the letter to Tony. The words in the letter were cut from magazines. The words said, "You're next."
"I'm frightened," said Emma, her eyes full of tears.
"Did you show the letter to the police?" Tony asked.
"Yes, of course I did," she answered. "But the policeman was very busy. He just said, 'It's probably a joke. School kids like sending anonymous letters.'"
"I think he's right," said Tony. "Let's talk about the town ceremony tomorrow. We're in today's newspaper." He went to his desk, took the newspaper and read. "The ceremony tomorrow will also honour two special teenagers. 2 months ago, these teenagers discovered and caught two criminals." Tony smiled and showed Emma an article about Mr. Johnson and Anna in prison.
"I don't feel sorry for them."
The next day, Emma and Tony cycled to the ceremony. It was in the park next to the town hall. Emma and Tony sat at the front near the platform. When the ceremony began, a band played some music and then the mayor stood up. First, he gave medals to three important people from the town and they looked very happy.
"Now, I want to give a medal to two fantastic teenagers, Tony Baker and Emma Crown," the mayor announced.
Tony and Emma got up and walked onto the platform. The band played another short piece of music, then the mayor gave medals to Tony and Emma and shook their hands. The two friends returned to their places and relaxed, waving and smiling to their friends. Suddenly, Tony saw a small box under the platform. He looked more carefully and saw that the box was connected to a timer. The timer showed numbers running backwards very quickly. 4:43, 4:42, 4:41. Tony jumped from his seat with terror on his face.
"There's a bomb!" he shouted.
Everybody panicked. Some people started running out of the park. Others shouted,
"Police! Police!"
and tried to leave, but there were too many people. For a few minutes there was complete confusion. Then the police arrived. One policeman stopped the timer and removed the detonator from the bomb. Other policemen tried to calm the public. After everything was under control, the chief of police came to speak to Tony.
"Well, you saved us from criminals again. Good work," he said. "Here's my phone number. You can use it any time."
A few minutes later, Tony and Emma were leaving the park. Suddenly, Emma saw a man going across the roof of the town hall. He was wearing a leather suit, a motorcycle helmet, and black gloves. Emma shouted,
"Police! There's someone on the roof!"
The policeman turned quickly, saw the man, and ran up to the roof of the town hall. The man saw them coming. He jumped to the next building and started running from rooftop to rooftop along the street. The police were 100 meters behind him, and the two friends followed him on the ground. When the man was almost at the end of the street, he saw a big space between the last two buildings. The man jumped, but he missed, and when the two teenagers got there, they could see him hanging from the edge of the last building. Then the man fell from the roof into an open dustbin. A few seconds later, the man got out of the dustbin and ran towards the street. Tony ran after him, jumped on him, and they both fell to the ground. Tony held the man tightly, but the man was stronger than Tony. He pulled Tony's hands from his body and kicked him hard. Then he got up and ran, leaving Tony on the ground with a glove in his hand. Emma went to Tony and helped him to get up.
"Where did the man go?" Emma asked. "I don't know, but I've got his glove."